There's an ego trap that you make for yourself, saying you would like to be 20 pounds thinner and more blonde and all of that stuff. And if you let it go, then you get to have it, right? First thing you recognize is immediately the obvious circularity of your positionality. I've taken a position. I've created its opposite in that instant. The moment I took a position that I needed to lose 20 pounds, I created its opposite. And I need to lose 20 pounds because then I'll be more attractive. And I want to be more attractive because, no. If you take that to its ridiculous end, I want it because I want to be loved. It usually comes out that somewhere. I want more love in my life. And I want someone outside myself to give it to me. And it ain't never going to happen in this life, and it ain't going to happen in the next life. The idea is to say, wow, if I really want what I say I really want, the 20 pounds wouldn't even be an issue. It would be gone like that, because I would start behaving in ways that would make that happen, because this is just plastic. And we can talk about books on the shelves, and we can talk about whatever we like to. The fact of the matter is, biologically, it's you burn off more calories than you put in. So it comes down again to what I put in and how I exercise. And things everybody can do, and the reason they're not doing them, frankly, is because they're doing something else. So that's what I talk about when I talk about bone-crushing honest. That's going... Most of this stuff, I mean, Dr. Phil is making an industry out of this, presenting the obvious to people, of going, well, and so the point is, I don't know if I lost 60 pounds that anything would change, except that I would look different. But I do know this, my ego likes to think that if I was just 10% better looking, 10% more articulate, if I was just 10% more efficient, 10% more effective, that happiness would just wash all over me. And the fact of the matter is, it isn't true. It is not true. So, getting back to non-essential, I can give up those non-essential thoughts and say, and if 20 pounds is the deal, I could get happy. It's like, instead of losing 20 pounds and being happy, I could get happy and the 20 pounds would just melt off because I would be doing things that were healthier. So the circular nature of the ego shows its MO in every case, okay? Its modus operandi is constantly seeking, never finding, okay? And as soon as it does find something, it thinks of something it has to have as an add-on. It's constant. It's tiring. Because if you cut it down to the bare essentials, it's pretty simple. Really, we don't need much of anything.
Based on Nico's teachings, you might wish to make a list. What are the bare essentials that you could not do without in your life? Perhaps you'd like to make a list of them, and then make a list of all the non-essentials that are currently encumbering your life. As you strip your life down to the simplest essentials, you begin to gain further clarity on the paradigms that shape your life and the inner workings of the ego. With time and discipline, you learn to let go of the ego's propensities, just as you were able to let go, one by one, of the non-essentials in your life. The outer world reflects the inner workings. In this session, Dr. Hawkins provides even further detail on the payoffs of the ego. He explains that the decision is yours, either to love God or to struggle in the ego-based emotions of shame, guilt, fear, revenge, and hatred.